Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Patience. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Very excited about our good friend Paul Angles being back on the show. Paul is one of the top digital marketing experts of our time. He was the original inventor of the cost per click advertising strategy and technology. And he is the author of Marketing Automation, part of the Angles Report. And he's our good friend, Paul Angles. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So you have conducted sort of an experiment slash strategy campaign that I want you to tell the audience about.
Well, you know, it's not, I hate to call it an experiment because it's not really that. I'm not, you know, measuring and documenting things. It's more something I started doing just kind of for fun, but also because, you know, like a lot of people, I am connected to so many people on LinkedIn.
Right.
And I don't know any of them.
9,000 people you're connected to. I don't think I have that many friends on LinkedIn, but
well, that's how many people I'm connected to. I don't know how many people I actually know.
Oh, okay, yeah,
big difference. So that's why I started reaching out. It was my New Year's resolution this year to reach out to every single one of them.
Wow,
and not to try to sell them, because that's, you know, people will find that offensive, and
right.
Most of the people that I'm connected to wouldn't buy from me anyway.
Nobody likes it when they invite you to link to them and you say yes, and within a nanosecond they're coming back with a commercial. Nobody likes that.
Exactly. That doesn't work. They also don't like automated programs that
right.
are really obvious. So I am manually, with the help of an assistant, reaching out to everyone with a message saying, "You know, hi, you know, this is who I am. What can I do to help you?"
Mm-hmm. That's the question. What can I do to help you?
And I give examples of ways I've helped people
mm-hmm.
through LinkedIn without being paid for it, without just helping them. I mean, for example, a designer in Seattle said, "Can you help me find a job? I just graduated from school." The next day, I got an email from a recruiter at Microsoft saying, "I need a designer in Seattle. Can you help me find something?" So I connect them.
Wow.
And that was easy.
Do you get the job?
As far as I know, yes. They never actually followed
wow.
up with me.
Oh, so they didn't follow up and say thank you. How about what kind of... That was pretty bad. I would have at least said thank you.
Well, you know, that's
People these days.
I'm not asking for anything.
People these days. So,
right.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you know, here's the thing. I love putting good people with good people. And for decades, I've been doing that without any technology in a very analog way.
Well, and this is pretty analog too. It's
but it was, but it began, it originated with digital.
Right.
And converted to analog.
And the thing is that the analog part of it works. And I'm getting a lot of people saying, you know, thank you for doing this. This is really great. Nobody ever does this on LinkedIn.
Right.
They said, you know, this is, it's a long-term strategy. It's really about trying to build
right.
relationships. It's letting people know who I am.
It's a little bit dangerous too, though, Paul, because there are people out there who are looking for somebody to adopt them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know that.
And
so you have to be careful because you will be, I mean, there are people out there who are just wanting to visit on LinkedIn. You know, I mean, obviously, we're all on LinkedIn to help and to be helped. That's the way it goes, right? There's the law of reciprocity. But, and like you, I help a lot of people. At the same time, I've only got so much time.
Sure. The honest answer is, though, very, very few people have abused it.
Now, that's good. That's good information from your research. That is research, as far as I'm concerned.
I recently spoke to a guy who was pitching an MLM. I have no interest in MLM.
Nope.
But I listened.
Multi-level marketing, folks.
Yes. And, you know, I spoke with him, and I explained to him why it wouldn't work for me. And he was very appreciative that I took the time to talk to him. But didn't abuse it. He didn't, you know, hasn't followed up 100 times. He's not looking for me to give him a job.
Right.
He was looking for advice. He's looking for input.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to give that to him. And if the MLM works for him, then great.
Right.
You know, but I've not had a problem with people abusing my
good.
Time.
Good. That's really good information to know. I need your website, Paul.
Sure. It's angles-inc.com.
Say it again. Angles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S.
angles-inc.com.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.